As of noted, of course, Deputy Mayor is standing in for Mr. McCombs. Very much. Minutes, do you have any changes?
No changes, they're perfect.
No changes to our minutes and department notes, reports, something. Okay. Let's go down to our discussion item, which is the resolution 3173, which is this thing we've been trying to figure out how to do best.
So this is a re-presentation of the source control inspection program. So I'll just go through my checklist here. So for agenda bill 23-115, authorizing award of professional services agreement with Parametrics for the source control inspection program. The source control program is part of the Western Washington Phase 2 municipal stormwater permit course. The intent is to prevent pollutants from discharging to surface waters and the stormwater system. Phase 1 of the source control program we've completed, and it was the development of the source control inventory and the adoption of the source control ordinance. This professional services agreement will focus on the source control inspection phase. And the city is required, just to recap, 20% of our inventory annually. So for this year, that's 34 inspections. We have 170 businesses in the inventory. And this professional services agreement will set up the program, the tracking system, the communications, and the physical inspection required for the permit this year. The required expenditure for this agreement is $49,808.81, which is about a $26,000 reduction from the original professional services agreement. We took the comments in consideration from the last EDC. We took out a lot of tasks associated with the GIS efforts and the documentation efforts. We moved that from Parametrics, and we're going to take that on internally. We cut our inspections in half, and we also, but we added training for our GIS analyst to be able to perform those tasks. So, but the net reduction was about $26,000. And for budget, which is also different, we have a $130,000 municipal stormwater capacity grant that just become eligible maybe a month ago for us. And so, if we use the grant, that'll leave us with a budget balance of $8,191.19. And a quick note about the grant is that it can only be used for NPDES permit requirements. And of course, the source control program is an eligible requirement.
So just to be clear, Drew, last time this was presented, it was going to take city funds in order to pay for this contract, for this work to get done. But now what you're saying is, with this new grant, we'll be able to utilize the grant funds to actually pay for the contract, meaning that city budgeted funds wouldn't have to be used to cover this effort.
Correct. The grant could cover everything, cover the entire agreement.
So that's, I'm sorry.
I was just going to say, what's the likelihood of getting back? Right? I mean,
it's already been approved.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Okay. Awesome. Great.
Typically, we receive $50,000 grants, but for this grant, it's 130. So we just every once in a while, we'll get a surprise from ecology, and this is one of those times.
That's right.
There's a little leftover. What's going to happen with that?
We will.
Are you required to use it or what?
We utilize every penny of these grants. And I can assure you that we don't have it completely mapped out in terms of what we're going to utilize it for, but it always goes toward, like, the most pressing priority that we have to implement these NPDES permit requirements. And this is probably, priority number one.
And just another thing to point to is the training tasks that Drew mentioned are included in his scope are provided so that staff can get trained up to administer this program on their own. Mm-hmm. And we won't need, hopefully, recurring consultant assistance to run the program.
That'd be great.
So it seems, compared to where we were here when we were here last time, that we kind of have a win-win here, and that we're able to get the training we need so staff can take over. At the same time, we're able to leverage this new grant to pay for it so that city funds aren't having to. So I think that's a big win, and we're hoping that with those two changes and the fact that Drew did some great work and was able to reduce that cost anyways. He was already going down that path before we found out about the grant, that we'll be able to move forward and get this program running.
Good job.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Pretty impressed. I agree.
Really missed out on the first part of, you know, it was big. It was really, it was staff and everything. Weird requirement for us right now because we're inching into it. We weren't in it before. The city was small and we didn't. But now we're kind of like, oh, great. Now we're capturing another thing we have to do, you know. It's nice to work that a lot more costly when we. I love it that staff's going to have a little bit of training in there, you know, to get knowledge. I don't mind if, you know, staff ultimately is, you know, used if they're doing some other work and they're like, oh, hey, we got to have somebody do this type of work. But at least they have the knowledge to do the task. They can say, hey, you know, do Bob, go out there. This is what you got to do. And yeah, it's done. And then you can hire out consultants to do that kind of. But like next year or whatever, they'll deal with the same amount.
Yeah, 34 per year. And I think it's like 4 years for us to get it done. But I mean, after this initial 17, we'll have the program up and running. We'll have, you know, 17 inspections for training, and then the rest of the 153 will be all on us. So.
Excellent. Makes sense to me now.
Right.
You have to do it. It makes sense.
Oh, we have
to. Oh, I know. Yeah.
We have to do it. Not one of those, like, ultraviolets.
Right.
State law. Regulation. So that's good. Should we move this forward to the consent agenda?
I believe we were discussing it. First shot.
Okay. So the next available consent agenda, whenever. And I don't know if we have any open discussion items. We can do yours now and you next do them later.
I won't finish later, but I can do one here now too. The work on Angela on the sidewalk looks very impressive. Is it going well?
Yeah, going well. Yes. We're on to just some miscellaneous punch list items. And we're about ready to, you know, we've issued, you know, substantial completion. And so, you know, once we get through the punch list, we'll close it out. Well, they did a really good job.
Again, several times, somebody's not signed, so I have to go down several times. So I've seen the progress, but they've done a good controlled area. Looks nice and clean.
Yeah, it was like one of those kind of projects that I don't think I got one complaint. Everybody was so happy about getting a sidewalk.
Right. Yeah, I'm happy about the
good things, right? Usually there's something, you know. Traffic control, they held me up for so long or something like that. But it was just really
smooth. The roads is a great job, too. I thought that's usually a problem. I've seen it, and they're really good job doing some of the roads, putting the fog down.
Yeah.
Makes a huge difference. You know, I'm used to it before. And before your time.
Correct.
Before your time, your predecessor said no.
Yeah, versions that is correct. Yeah, Dan did not like doing just the fog seal.
Yeah. That should be done. I would say you had a lot of complaints, but I thought they'd be a great job. And Lowest extension was going to keep falling and break the moving. It looks really good too. So.
Good.
All good words all the way around. So thank you.
Excellent.
That's all I got. Can we have a council meeting now and be done with it?
Seeing no other business, adjourned.
All right, thank you.
Totally.
Very well.